Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be open for the duration of today's conference. I would like to introduce your conference leader, Ms. Stephanie Bagot, and remind everyone this call is being recorded. Ma'am, you may begin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's Jazz Open Mic session. The topic is New Era of Transparency, Release Plans, and Dashboards. First off, my name is Stephanie Bagot, and I work for IBM Rational as a technical support engineer for Rational Team Concert and Jazz. The speakers who will be joining us today include John Kellerman, who joined IBM in 1984 with a computer science degree from Purdue University. He's since completed graduate degrees in computer engineering and business administration. He spent the majority of his years at IBM in the development and management of application development tool products. John was a founding member of the Eclipse Project and is a member of the Eclipse Foundation Board of Directors. He is currently Senior Development Manager for Jazz and Eclipse at IBM. Our second speaker will be Robin Garside, who is the Customer Relations Manager for Jazz and Rational Team Concert. In addition to her customer work, she has management responsibility for Jazz.net and Level 3 Engineering for Rational Team Concert. Robin holds a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science with over 25 years of industry experience in quality engineering and software development. The speakers will be sharing their knowledge throughout the hour, but all the mics are open, so please feel free to jump in and share your thoughts and ideas or ask the speakers any questions which you might have. And now I would like to introduce our first speaker, John Kellerman.
Thanks. Good morning, I suppose, for most folks. This is John Kellerman speaking to you from a Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. It's good to be here. We are, as the topic would indicate, big believers in transparency and the opportunity for participation. Much of this team's history and heritage come from work in and around open source. In fact, you know, looking back to the early days of what would eventually become Jazz and Rational Team Concert, the conceptual thinking that went into that was based on what this team had learned from its work in Eclipse. Right? Eclipse is about making a programmer more productive, and with Jazz we set about looking at how to make a team more productive. And so much of that design thinking that went into that was how to take in a group of software professionals, engineers, designers, writers, analysts, and their constituents, have them collaborate together. How can we automate the tedious things that take time, and how can we provide better visibility and reporting across the team, right, to make this group of professionals more productive. The result of this was the Jazz platform, and then Rational Team Concert is our first Jazz-based product, and later Rational Quality Manager, Requirements Composer, and you'll be seeing more Jazz-based products coming out from IBM Rational. We've learned a lot from this open source experience, mostly Eclipse, but other open source project work as well. We've collected it together into something we call the Eclipse Way, and we've encoded it in a what we would call a process definition or a process template, and we ship it with Rational Team Concert. It's one of the process templates that you can use to when you start up a new project, and let it guide your work there. It's based on a set of best practices, you know, rooted in transparency and feedback and agile development, but with predictability. And this has helped us to deliver Eclipse for this way of developing for, gosh, let me see, started November of 2001. We're at 2009. So going on 8 years, it's over 10 major releases and over 20 minor releases. Each one, you know, we delivered on time. We delivered in what we said we're going to do. You know, in addition to, I mentioned how this our work in open source in general and Eclipse in particular influenced the design, the conceptual thinking around Jazz, but it also influenced the thinking about how we build the technology, right? If you look around you, most software, commercial software today is developed in a relatively closed manner. Users, customers, you know, are left in the dark for most of the development cycle. You might see a beta toward the end and get a little bit of time for feedback, but then the software is released. We asked ourselves, we were thinking about this, why not apply this open, transparent way of doing development, our Eclipse Way process, to commercial software development? What if we were able to achieve that kind of open style of development in full view of everyone and interact directly with our users and customers the way many open source communities work? So we thought about that, and we thought it'd be a good idea. We thought we'd get better quality commercial software. We'd get happier customers with expectations that were better in line in, with what the software was going to deliver. They knew what enhancements, they would know what enhancements would be delivered in the software, what bugs would be fixed. They'd know when the software was going to deliver. It's really about this high-fidelity communication channel between the team working on the software and the users or customers. So this is Jazz.net. Watch us eat our own dog food, as it were. That is, watch us use these products to build those same products in the open at Jazz.net. All right, so what can you do there? You learn about our vision, strategy, the architecture, the platform. Interact directly with our development team and other community members. You enter a work item. It goes directly to the developer working on that component. When you see a response from a work item that you enter, you're getting a response from that developer working on that code. Works for defects. It works for requirements, this kind of direct interaction. Track our progress and give us feedback. We don't hesitate to indicate on the website through a work item or through other communication, hey, we have to put a focus in this area. We need more refinement in this particular requirement, this particular story. Or maybe we're not going to get done as much as we want to get done. So help us prioritize what we should be doing. Watch us use our own products. Try them yourself. Right, so when you go to jazz.net and you enter a work item, or you go, if you're a reporter, you look at a dashboard, you are using the in-development instance of Rational Team Concert. So that's, you are using the latest milestone build of the Rational Team Concert that we are building, that the team is using, that the Rational Team Concert team is using. You get trials, betas, early milestones. You can submit bugs and enhancement requests. And we've got just a host of content there in terms of articles, videos, podcasts, tech briefs, things like that that talk about the platform and Rational Team Concert. We have several forums out there to ask questions, and you can interact directly with developers. Perhaps equally as important, you can interact also with other members of the community outside of IBM and IBM Rational. And in many ways, their opinions outside the development team, you know, we're not always entirely unbiased in our views. Those opinions outside of IBM and IBM Rational are more valuable, so you can see what other people are saying as well. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Robin and let her continue from here.
Okay, thank you, John. So thank you all for attending, the folks on the line. I just wanted to kind of continue on with what John gave you for background about transparency, what it's for, what the benefits are, and talk with you a little bit about how some details about how we've surfaced those concepts at jazz.net. So since there's no written material, if any of you are on the phone, do have a login to jazz.net and are registered, you can certainly follow along there. To make matters worse, I'm having some technical difficulties myself logging in to the site that are related to my machine, so we're going to kind of talk through some of the things that you would see there. So feel free to jump on the site to follow along. So one of the first things we wanted to talk about was some of the planning aspects of this and how that relates to transparency and what we do to bring our customers and community kind of into the loop in terms of how we develop products, what features we have and don't have, and all that kind of thinking. So for Rational Team Concert, which is the example that I will use since that's the closest to me, there's on jazz.net, you can, when you connect, when you get into the project area, there's a link over on the right side that says view our release plans. And as John said, those release plans are out in the open, which gives you kind of the high-level overview of the upcoming release, what features are in it, kind of a real good detailed description about the themes and functionality and what's to be expected in the upcoming release. So this is a great way to kind of communicate to the world, you know, your intent, what you're going to do at a very high level, and even some deeper detail on that general overview. And once that overview is kind of solidified, that turns into some more detailed plans, either based by component or what the other pieces of the project are. So the release plan is the starting point, which from which the plans get created and derived. So each team member, so a rational team concert is a team-based kind of collaborative tool. So members of the team that are on your project get assigned work items, or in other systems they may be defects or enhancements or whatever terminology you use, that kind of construct your release plans. We work in an agile method using our own process that we've kind of developed over the years from some of the things we've learned on the Eclipse project, and that called the Eclipse Way, which has us doing 4-week iterations generally. Those iteration periods of time change as we get deeper into the end game, but by and large, we kind of work on that cadence. So at any given point, no matter who you are, you can come on to jazz.net, go look at the Rational Team Concert project, see the overall release plan, and then drill down into the current iteration. And it's very simple to see who's working on what, where they are in their work with relation to amount complete. So it's very easy to kind of see the product evolve and who's working on what and the progress made towards that end just by getting onto the site, which is hence what the transparency is about. Everybody can see the work in progress, and at the end of each iteration, the proof of that iteration's success is the deployment of the new milestone. So in addition to Jazz.net being the place where we work and show you that work, you know, out in the open, just like you can see it all, in addition to that, at the end, we also deploy all those things that we've done. So the software that we're running, the Rational Team Concert we're running to develop Rational Team Concert, is the very latest build. So I think that's a pretty compelling story that, you know, we feel comfortable at the end of each iteration deploying a build that services our 80 to 100 person development team, or could even be more at this point. And we're up and running, you know, within an afternoon on our new bit. So that's kind of the whole round trip for Team Concert and transparency, is that not only we show you the work in progress, but we show you the results on the site by our successful use of it. The planning tools in Rational Team Concert, too, just for those of you interested in planning or agile development or really any aspect of planning, are really quite powerful, and especially in the new 2.0.01 release. So I encourage you, we probably won't have time to dig into that today, and it's not really that effective without visuals, but I do encourage you to go on jazz.net and drill into the agile planning and planning capabilities under the project. There's some really great stuff in there, and the planning tool, I use it myself to run my own development project. Jazz.net is actually a development project of its own, which I am responsible for, and we run a development project using those planning tools, and it's just an incredibly easy experience to keep track of, especially a globally distributed team with people in different time zones and keeping things working smoothly using these tools. With planning, you can do so many things. You can set out to do estimations, see what fits in your iteration, look for risks, identify all kinds of issues, find out, you can task board what somebody is doing to see if you've got somebody that's got, you know, 10 things going on at once and perhaps you want to rebalance them, and it's just a fabulous management tool and actually a team tool for people being able to see what each other is doing as well as me from my management perspective, seeing if we're on track overall. So I'm at the point where I don't know what I would do without it. So it's been an extremely helpful tool for me and a very productive tool for my group. So I'm going to take a breather for a minute just to ask anybody on the line if you have any questions or anything regarding planning before we delve in a little bit to dashboards. Okay, I'm going to move on. So for those of you that can get onto jazz.net, you can get to see the Rational Team Concert dashboard by clicking onto the project, Rational Team Concert. And over on the right, there is a link for dashboards that you can connect to and see the Rational Team Concert dashboards. So dashboards are also another vehicle or a piece of functionality within Rational Team Concert that allows you to very easily make available lots of details about your project, project health, and just so many things that are important to you on a day-to-day basis. Most of the time, the meetings that we have and around my own project on jazz.net are completely driven off of these dashboards. We no longer send emails to each other with long status reports that, you know, you have to compile into something that's sensible. Email has been virtually eradicated for us on my project as we use the dashboard as a way to communicate with each other. So on our dashboard, for example, we have, you know, who the team members are, what they do, how to easily get in touch with them. We have tons of information about our current open high-priority defects, for example. We have information about what's in our backlog. We have information about reports and trending and just so many things that make our meetings just hum right along. So dashboards are a wonderful thing in Team Concert. You can create them at a variety of levels. You can have a personal dashboard, which is kind of your view of what's important to you on a daily basis. So my own personal dashboard has things that I track that are important to me, such as my own work, maybe looking at some open defects and high-priority defects and things that are important to me from a management perspective. And then once you, if you have a personal dashboard, there's also the concept of a team dashboard, which is the place that members of your team all see the same dashboard, and the team could work together from that. And that's that. In my case, that's what we do on our team is we share a team dashboard that meetings and conversations are driven from. The dashboarding capabilities in National Team Concert are really wonderful. They allow you, with very little knowledge at all, you can put up a full dashboard in probably, you know, 15 minutes or less using some very simple construction methods to do it. It's easy to get there. You get to the dashboard. You basically get a template by default that shows you, you know, a default dashboard. You quickly can just choose the edit plus sign over on the right on the dashboard that allows you to add more things to it. It gives you all kinds of choices about what kind of things you want to add to it. Certainly you can add, for example, the high priority defects one is the one I look at all the time. You just point to a query that you've constructed that gives you those items. And it, as soon as you click on the query, it then becomes visible on the dashboard, and you can decide or determine how many of those items you want to see on the dashboard. You can limit the list to, like, maybe the top five, and then you need to click a next button for the rest. Or, but it's up to you how you want to set up and paint and configure your dashboard. And it's very simple to do. So there's queries. You can put HTML up there. You can put regular text up there. Anything you can think of virtually you can probably put on a dashboard. Lots of people put reports on the dashboard. It's a very nice place to put graphs and charts and trending and information that you can get from Rational Team Concert with respect to your project health and you know, day-to-day experiences that you want to see and talk about during either your stand-up meetings or whatever, however you run your team. Lots of people put other information on the dashboard that's important things that they want to track or pointers to other websites that are significant to them. There's just any variety of things that you can do on a dashboard with very little know-how. I'm going to say this, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's a simple process to construct a really quite comprehensive place to get information about your project. So is anybody on the phone able to get onto jazz.net? Is there anybody on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys able to, are you registered at jazz.net?
Yes.
Okay, terrific. I just wanted you to take a look at some of the dashboards there. There gives you some idea about the possibilities of what you can do and how it can be presented and some other ideas, you know, for your own organization in terms of what's interesting to you for what you want to present. So having said that, without visuals, I'm going to turn it does anyone just have any questions in general? There's so many things we could talk about in terms of how to make one of these, and I'd just like to make sure we hit your interest spot. Does anyone used Team Concert before that's on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, and used any of the dashboarding or planning capabilities?
Yes, I have, just briefly.
Okay, right. So I'm trying to understand, you know, did you have issues or questions, or is this relevant to you?
Yes, it is. It'd be nice to see them created or point me to some videos or something that shows how to create a dashboard.
Yes, that's a great idea. And one of the things that we're working on for jazz.net, and I'm glad you brought that up, is a kind of a video instructional series that do a few things, you know, one of which is how to navigate jazz.net at all so that you can find the information that you need, and then a series of kind of instructional videos on just kind of the things that you mentioned about, you know, I'm new to Rational Team Concert, I want to, create a plan or create a dashboard, and there's just so much information out there. So we may even have a create a dashboard video. I'd have to check the library, but you can easily search in jazz.net in the technical library for, dashboard, and it'll return whatever is there. But I absolutely agree that having, basic instructional videos is important, and that's what we're kind of looking to get this feedback today. Is that useful to you? Does it help? Is it a good way to get started?
Hi, it's Roger Moore with InterGraphics. I agree that the videos would be very useful.
Yep.
And I would even go back one step higher or perhaps lower, depending on your point of view, from what you've just mentioned, in that there are some of us who really have seen Jazz, but since we're not really developers, we don't use Jazz and we don't use Eclipse or anything like that. So
Yep. All
the way back to kind of the beginning of this is the way that it works and this is what it's supposed to do might be useful for those of us who are less than novices at it.
Yep. No. So let me see if I understand. You're saying, from the capabilities of the product, like what it's for and, kind of some general, I'm just trying to look for the right word, a general framework of what its capabilities are?
Well, in referring to Jazz and Eclipse, yes. I mean, Team Concert, I've seen the demos, and we've used ClearCase and support ClearCase and seen the plugins and the bridge connectors and all that kind of stuff. But even at the lower level of trying to see how it's all supposed to fit together and why, might be useful for me at least. Can't speak for anybody else.
Yep. And when you're talking about the fit together, it sounds like you're talking about the fit together with other tools you may have in your organization.
Well, I was thinking more in terms of how Eclipse plays with Teams Concert and how just Eclipse plays all by itself, I guess.
Yeah. John, do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah. You had two questions there. One was relating, I think, Jazz to Rational Team Concert, kind of positioning it in general. Then two was explaining how Eclipse fits into that picture. Is that really a two-part question?
I suppose that's fair.
Okay. So Jazz is a technology, right? Think of you can think about Jazz as an ingredient technology. And we're taking that technology, that software, and we're using it to build commercial products. I mentioned three, right? First was Rational Team Concert, then we came out with Rational Quality Manager and Rational Requirements Composer. You open the hood of each of those, you look inside, right, and you see the Jazz engine, right? So whether you think of it as a technology, it's a car engine, it's a microprocessor, right? It's something that goes inside and powers and adds value to commercial offerings that IBM Rational is selling. Eclipse and that technology is collaborative technology. It helps a group of people work better together, more productively, more efficiently. Specifically oriented around software development. It's not general collaboration like like Unite or Quikr or any of the offerings you'll get from Lotus. It's specifically around software development. And so as we think about the kinds of people that are involved in software development, the different roles, we think about, you know, how do they do their work, right? Obviously, engineers, programmers are a big part of that. Most, outside of a pure Microsoft shop, it's clear, you know, market data tells us that most people are using some kind of Eclipse-based tool, Java, C++, Python, pick your language. They're using Eclipse to develop that, to write that code. So we have this Jazz technology provides an Eclipse way of collaborating, an Eclipse plugin. Okay, and those plugins will work, in theory at least, with any Eclipse out there. Right, so there are Eclipse-based products from Rational, there are Eclipse-based products from around IBM, and there are Eclipse-based products from other third parties. But it's not just, and to your point, right? Sounds like your role is outside of software development, pure software development engineering, and we often find that once you get outside, you know, pure programming, there's a lot less IDE or integrated development environment or Eclipse use. And in fact, I think most people, all things would consider, would just like a simple web interface. And so that's what the Jazz technology also provides. When I want to collaborate, whether I'm an engineer working through Eclipse, or I'm a customer or an analyst or a project manager working through a web browser, I'm still interacting with the same group of people on the same project in that same system. So that's what that underlying, that Jazz technology provides, right? So it allows, as Robin was saying, as we look at how we do our work and how this technology and has allowed us to change the way we operate. It's a bit, probably the simplest way to explain this is just imagine, you know, the basic act of you got work underway and you're approaching a point at which you need to present upline management with a status report. Right, so what's going on? Where are things? Where am I in development or whatever I'm working on? You know, previously, you would have to go and work top-down, collect information from everybody, roll it up, synthesize a status, put together a couple slides, present it to upline management. What we have through various means, including reports and probably more commonly dashboards, is you can set this up, and we also have some pre-canned ones, so that it represents in real time the status of your work. And so there's no need to take everybody offline and create the status and roll it up and present it to management. What you just hit the dashboard or you hit the report, that is the status. And it's kept up to date because it's all driven from the same artifact status and data warehouse. Right.
Right. I understand that, and I'm sorry I hijacked your meeting here. That wasn't my intent, but what you're saying makes sense. And I guess I was thinking about it more in terms of how you build the widgets and how you load Eclipse onto the machine and that kind of thing. Not, I understand all the concepts that you just mentioned.
Okay.
That level is too detailed for what I was talking about. Not that you weren't doing well, but I just don't want to drag the rest of the meeting down for somebody who's never actually loaded Eclipse on a machine and used it.
Okay.
I get the concept, I just haven't used it. So at some point I would like to see a video of that kind of thing. But please continue with the rest of the original intent of the meeting, and I think I'll be happy. So,
I'll tell you what, if we could make a note, Stephanie, we'll get my contact information out after the meeting, and we'll follow up and we'll get you that information.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think we're safe here. There's not very many. There's only three or four of you on the call, so hopefully people will be able to relate to our conversation, which is why I'm trying to give us a little wiggle room to talk about what's important to you since we have that opportunity. So I think John explained very well, too, and for anybody else on the phone that, that uses Eclipse, you know, in a nutshell, it's all those things that John said. However, you know, if you were an Eclipse user before, you know, that was a great tool to make you as an individual developer very productive. And however, it didn't go the next step, which is to, you know, make your team productive and share information really at the repository level that ties it all together. So I think that's really the fundamental difference. And for an Eclipse user, if you already have Eclipse, you can get RTC and you can install it into your Eclipse environment, and there you go. So it's a pretty simple transition from Eclipse to RTC. So and for people who have not used RTC before, as all of you on the phone know, if you have other rational products like Case or ClearCase or ClearQuest or some of the other products that legacy products, they work very well. Also with Team Concert in terms of if you need to do synchronization or do bridges and, you know, work in your environment. So there's any number of entry points, I think, for Rational Team Concert, kind of depending on what your shop does. I mean, any place from Visual Studio users to Subversion users to ClearCase, you know, variety of the well-known and popular products, whether they be in the version control space or in the change management space or whatever it is that you do to kind of manage your projects, if you will, today, there are ways in Team Concert that you can, you know, get started with regardless of what you have, whether it be Eclipse or Visual Studio or such things. So I think it's kind of the easiest thing to do from my perspective is to, first of all, get on Jazz.net, download it, and try it. We tried to make that a very easy process. And with respect to planning and dashboards are really excellent tools for managing a project, and I can't stress that enough, at least from my own perspective. And one of the things, you know, of course we wanted to cover today in this meeting is, you know, the advantages of that and how you do it, but without videos it's pretty hard to explain what that would look like. So I think a video demonstration of, you know, I have a project, how do I create a plan would probably be useful. There's some basic steps that you need to do just to get your team defined in terms of Rational Team Concert. You need to create a project. The project needs to have a team, at least one. The team needs to have members, and the members of those teams are the people that actually do the work that is described in your plan. So it's a very simple model where you look at any given plan, you pop it open and you see the photos and the work and a list of work items that by iteration that are attached to the people that are doing the work. And you can manipulate that in n number of ways to make sure that your load balancing is correct, that you've identified potential risks of things that may not finish, and you get you know, the ability to kind of course correct ahead of time, and you don't find out on the last day of the iteration that you're not going to make your date. To John's point, our planning tools that we use, in addition to the dashboards, you know, since we've been releasing Rational Team Concert, I think I'm safe to say this, but I don't think we've ever missed a release date, and that's not necessarily because we're all, you know, we've gotten everything possible done that we wanted to get done, but what we were able to do is manage it very closely and even really on a day-to-day basis to mitigate risks and course correct and kind of become predictable as a result of having this transparency, which gives us the really key benefit of anything that a manager would love, which is early awareness. You know early on when you're in trouble, if you're in trouble, how to react to that, how to make the changes that you need to make in order to make the release happen on the date that you've told, you know, the outside world that they should expect it. And I think that's been one of the key benefits that I see about the ability to do this type of planning, and it's very, the transparency of it means we can all see it. Issues that normally get, you know, buried in somebody's head or they might not talk about or maybe they weren't at a particular meeting just come up. But as a result of the open planning and the ability to see other work items, and it's just all very much at your fingertips. So for those of you on the phone that, you know, are in other environments, it's really very easy to get set up, you know, with a small team using Rational Team Concert. You can now, as of a few weeks ago, get a small version of it that would run up to 10 users for free, which is pretty significant. You know, a team of 10 users, 10 developers, is can get a lot done. And you can use the product for free. You can get it from jazz.net, and it's just an easy way to get started. Whether you're an Eclipse user or something else, or Visual Studio, is, you know, there's support for that, either or, and you can kind of just get started. So I recommend that if it's unclear to you, you know, how it would fit in your organization, I think I like the feedback that we've got saying, okay, I'm an Eclipse user. You know, what's the path to on ramp to Rational Team Concert? Does that make sense? Or is there something in step in between?
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, because we get this a lot too, where people understand, you know, all the benefits, but then not certain how to get started and what the impact of having Rational Team Concert is on your environment. What do people have to do differently? What has to change? And, you know, and the reality is very little. You know, you need to get started. You need to, you know, import your source code. You need to do a few things. And depending on your given situation, it's different. But I think for a variety of use cases, you know, the instructional videos would be helpful, because really these things I'm describing in terms of planning and in terms of dashboarding are really very simple, especially at the entry level. Of course, you can get wildly sophisticated, both with dashboards, you know, and with your planning, depending on what your individual needs are. But that's certainly up to you once you've got, you know, more familiarity with it, and you start to understand the tool and how, you know, all of the capabilities, which are pretty extensive. But it's also extremely easy to create a plan, knowing almost nothing about Team Concert. You can probably do, you know, create a release plan in an hour. So it's that simple to get started. And with the dashboards, again, it's the very same thing. John pointed out that out of the box, you know, you get a pretty nice looking dashboard to begin with that looks great. And customizing that is just a very simple thing to do. And there you have, you know, something really useful to you very, very quickly. Just right out of the box with a minimal investment on your end. So that's what I think the real, you know, powerful capabilities are in terms of just even getting started, and then, you know, realizing and seeing quickly, you know, the impact to your team about how much easier it is to kind of communicate and or see what's going on in terms of a wellness perspective just at your fingertips rather than, you know, email and what's in people's heads. So we're getting up to the 10:45 marker, so I'd really like to open up the discussion a little bit just to kind of leave here with some to-dos for us. I know it's hard. Everybody's been hearing so much about Jazz and transparency and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, we get a lot of the conversations that begin with, well, I know what it is, but, you know, and we're trying to really hit on some of those buts where we figure there's a gap in either our explanation and our reference materials that could help you, you know, kind of on-ramp to Jazz products in the easiest way. So we heard some videos would be nice. Is anybody thinking about anything else that they've kind of been head-scratching about that they'd like to see addressed? Are any of you going to try it if you haven't already?
This is Richard Engelman of Graphics. I work with Roger, you were speaking to earlier.
Yes.
And I guess what we need to do is just find a time to actually download the free version and see what we can do with it. But there's the key word there, time.
Oh, man, I hear you. So one of the things we're thinking about, maybe I can get some feedback from this group too, is we're looking to, and of course it's finding a time for us too, to create a way for you to try it, you know, right on jazz.net without investing in the download, you know, kind of a little, for lack of a better term, kind of a little cloud thing, you know, which is, it's already set up and you can try it for you. And I thought, you know, would that be helpful to the people that are time constrained if it was, you know, already set up and you could do your 10-user trial, you know, there without having to download and set up yourself?
Well, that might assist at least as sort of as a jump start to give us an idea of what we're striving for.
Yeah, because I can sympathize with the time thing, because even doing a download, and it's an investment, you know, and you got to kind of carve off a time to get going. So I realize it's challenging for people to just, you know, sit down and find the time to do it.
What we run into sometimes, too, is that there's a presupposition on some of the code that we know exactly what we need to download, and that once we've got it downloaded, we know exactly how to implement it.
Yes.
You know, if I've got to put up a whole database and then link in LDAP authentication and figure out how to get Subversion shoehorned in there somehow and also still work with ClearCase, and, you know, you just start to run up against a wall. How many different places do I have to go to get the information to actually put all the pieces together?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I'm seeing that, too, just so I also have responsibility for the Level 3 engineering group. And, you know, you see that a lot where there's lots of pieces of documentation that are very good that exist that kind of address, you know, a specific issue, like you just mentioned, how do I make it work with ClearCase or whatever. But then, you know, for the user on the other end that is new to the product, you don't even know what you don't know, and you kind of end up, you know, if it's not a solution-based trip through the experience, it can be time-consuming to try and pull all that information together yourself. So I think that's an excellent point, and one of the things we're trying to get through in our heads for the people that are doing Jazz.net development on my team is, you know, how can we make it the experience for somebody like you guys that, you know, are time-constrained, and you have, you know, a certain amount of already complexity or things in your environment, and, you know, where's the one-stop shop to kind of get up and running?
Exactly. You know, if it was just, even if it were just a set of links to the places to tell you how to do the things that somebody has actually already walked through and tried from
yes.
the bottom up.
Yes, and yeah, and of course, you know, I mean, there's n number of dimensions to this too. You gotta, you know what version you have of this, that, and the other thing, and, you know, there's kind of a checklist of things you got to do in your head before you, you know, go to step B, right?
Exactly.
Yes. So I completely hear you, and that's why I find that, you know, a lot of the discussions we have with people, even about planning and dashboards, I think people understand it and get it, and, you know, it's a very simple and kind of intuitive thing to do, but I agree with you that, you know, some of the barriers to even getting to the planning and dashboards are a bit more really just kind of pragmatic and at the getting started level.
Right, and I think what Roger was driving at is basically devil's in the details.
Yes, I don't disagree, because, you know, we could talk a lot about, you know, I mean, I think we explain, and I'm sure you know that, you know, in particular, transparency is a good thing, at least, you know, we think so, in terms of our own ability to manage. So, you know, that's kind of a no-brainer, but the steps to get from, you know, from that notion to reality, I think I agree is where people, I think, are a little bit reluctant to just kind of dive in on their own.
Do you hear me?
I do.
Hello? Okay. Well, I've been trying to talk for a while. I had to actually drop out and because you and back in because you couldn't hear me.
Oh yes, we see you now. I hadn't heard you before.
Okay. So my comment has been for a while that while videos are wonderful, I do need steps on paper, because with a video, if it is like a detailed technical thing, like how to install something, you need it on paper or, you know, on the web, basically, because in the video, jumping around is really hard, and to, like, follow it, you know, it's a good introduction. But then when you're actually sitting and wanting to follow it, it is very hard a lot of times.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think that some of the where I think videos are a little bit more compelling, and you can tell me if you agree, is sometimes things to do with, you know, manipulating the user interface where you can see, you know, how things are done. It can be helpful. Sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words. And then on the other hand, you know, on the operational side, when you're, you know, setting up servers and doing all this and that, you know, it's really the step one, step two, step three, and checkbox, as you say, you know, the written steps on the paper, that's probably more effective in that situation.
Right. It needs to be, but also for the videos, I've had some from, like, Rational University or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I could never see anything. It's, like, so small, and I was not able to get it bigger or zoom in. So it's like you see the mouse moving around, but you can't really read the menus or anything.
Right, and hopefully on jazz.net, so we have a way of creating videos that they're pretty high quality, and if you ever get a chance to check one out, I'd love to get your feedback on whether, you know, the videos that we're creating are even viewable by humans.
Yeah.
And of course, I hear you, because it's not useful to just see kind of a, you know, a blob moving around on a fuzzy screen.
Yeah.
Anybody else trying to get into the conversation? I think we're getting towards the end of the hour, and I was going to turn it back over to John for kind of closing remarks, and I hope, you know, you found this useful in some way. I certainly understand the limitations with not being able to see anything, but it really is very simple to see what's going on jazz.net, to just go look at one of our dashboards and or one of our plans. It's pretty self-explanatory. And then, of course, I've loved the feedback on, you know, show me how to do it in a video, and, of course, the configuration setup. You know, show me steps in the written word. How do I solve the problem in my environment, not just, one piece at a time, which I think is something I'm hearing from quite a few of our customers and people in the community and just even our own internal people.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is really the Eclipse thing. I come from ClearCase land,
yep.
And there is just, you know, companies who haven't had Eclipse in the past,
yep.
There's somebody looking for the right Eclipse plugin, and he's been looking for a good month now, and they just can't get it posted anywhere. So the devil is in the detail with Eclipse. Although Eclipse is open source and probably has its documentation somewhere, I think as a product, the whole Eclipse 101 needs to be somewhere pulled in as well into the documentation.
So whoever is speaking, can you send me an email? Maybe we could communicate. I'm very interested in just this particular use case, just so I can understand. You know, it's a big world out there, and I would love to know, you know, what our customers are really experiencing when they go to try this stuff, and, you know, how can we help?
Yeah, I'm Martina from Release Team. How do I send you an email? I don't see an email on the Open Mix side.
Yeah, I'm Robin Garside. You can find, and my email is rgarside, so it's my first initial and last name, at us.ibm.com.
Okay.
Yeah, so please do. Things like this are interesting to me because I think your point is well taken. The devil is in the details, and for us, you know, it's a big wide world out there, and people have a large variety of circumstances and things that they need to contend with, so it's helpful to kind of understand, you know, where are people coming from, you know, what's their starting point, and how do we make it clear, you know, what to do next.
Robin, could you give me the domain for your email again, please?
Yeah, it's us.ibm.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Another option as well, sorry, Robin, is you can always post on the jazz.net forum. There's a lot of developers and even technical support engineers that look, like, almost daily at the questions people post. So you can definitely post on there, and we can get kind of your feedback from there as well if you don't want to email Robin directly.
Absolutely. There is a public forum for this. Generally, the questions are I think your questions about Eclipse or whatever would be, you know, would be answered out on the forum. And I'm interested, Stephanie's point is well taken, and I'm interested in both, you know, getting the questions answered on the forum, which is great, and really looking at the situation holistically to get a better experience. So absolutely, the jazz.net forums. We didn't go deep into the jazz.net experience here. We actually had a separate open mic on that last week where we covered all the jazz.net and the forums, and I didn't think that was kind of on the table today, but it's definitely a place to go to get questions answered quickly by, you know, the development team who certainly understands all these issues.
Hey, Robin, Stephanie, let me add my email address to the conversation. It's my last name minus the second E. So it's KELLRMAN and the same domain name at us.ibm.com.
So Jeff Kellerman at us.ibm.com.
Right, but minus the second E.
What do you mean with second E?
There's two E's in Kellerman. In the first one, he dropped it to make it fit into an eight character. You know what I'm saying? So it's Keller with the without the E.
Yeah, Robin, you do that so well.
Yeah, it's one of those hard to explain things, but you know, it has to fit in the eight character box, right?
No, I meant Keller.
Yes, indeed. So absolutely, I certainly don't mean to take, you know, good forum questions off the public site, but it also is helpful for me because I'm the site owner, and so I have a little bit of different perspective on this, of trying to make, you know, jazz.net a high-fidelity experience for people coming at this from a variety of different places. And it's really helpful for me to kind of know. Your questions may not be, you know, 100% technical all the time. They may be suggested, you know, asking me to put things on the site that you don't see there, or maybe you had an experience with something that wasn't, you know, up to snuff, and, you know, I'm happy to hear that feedback. I take every opportunity I can to talk to people directly about jazz.net. We're kind of thinking about implementing some survey material where we could, you know, find out what's on your mind through the site itself. So I have my kind of my own agenda for wanting to speak with you directly, not necessarily answering your technical questions, but really just the site experience and how we can optimize your getting started experience.
Yeah, I think the Eclipse thing is really the big hurdle that I see right now, because I haven't seen any Eclipse documentation. I have not looked very hard, but it's not in the product documentation, because it assumes that you know your Eclipse, or you go to the Eclipse website, but then there are incompatibilities. So,
yep. Right. I hear you, and absolutely good feedback. And it's probably hard to, you know, ask that specific question on the forum.
Mm.
You know, you should ask if there are, if you know you're running into problems, definitely, you know, post a question or and it would get answered. But I think in the overall, I agree that, you know, we probably want to corral that experience into something that, you know, you don't have to ask a lot of questions about, that it's understood.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I mean, this goes beyond RTC. This goes generally to the Rational Tool brand.
Yep.
That Eclipse is coming, and, oh, yeah, you know about it, don't you? No, we don't.
Yep, fair enough. So I think I'd like to, John, do you have any parting remarks before
John, just before you conclude, I just want, Tamara, if you want to do the survey question, just to see how valuable everyone thought this session was,
okay.
That'd be helpful.
Thank you. We're going to do the polling question at this time. Please respond with the appropriate answer. How useful did you find this open mic call? Please press star 1 for very useful, star 2 for somewhat useful, and star 3 for not useful. Please vote now. Again, how useful did you find this open mic call? Press star 1 for very useful, star 2 for somewhat useful, and star 3 for not useful. Please vote now. That does end the polling session, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. John, sorry for interrupting, but if you want to conclude the session now, you can.
No, it's been a good session, and we appreciate the time you guys have given us to listen to us, and we really enjoyed hearing from you as well. I encourage you to continue. You know, go out to jazz.net, see what we've got out there. Engage out there. If you're uncomfortable doing that or unable, don't hesitate to send Robin or send me an email, and we'll attempt to answer your question or get you the information that you seek.
Okay, that concludes the session for today. I just want to thank everyone for attending and thank Robin and John for joining us and speaking today. Just so you guys know, our next week's session is on licensing update and direction, with guest speaker Kartik Kanakasabasan, if you want to join us for that. Thanks, everyone, for coming, and have a great day.
This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.